The words Janmadi Asya suggest that the source of all production, maintenance or destruction is the same Supreme Conscious Person. Even in our present experience, we can know that nothing is generated from inert matter, but inert matter can be generated from the living entity. For instance, by contact with the living entity, the material body develops into a working machine. Men with a poor fund of knowledge mistake the bodily machinery to be the living being, but the fact is that the living being is the basis of the bodily machine. The bodily machine is useless as soon as the living spark is away from it. Similarly, the original source of all material energy is the Supreme Person. This fact is expressed in all the Vedic literatures, and all the exponents of spiritual science have accepted this truth. The living force is called Brahman and the one of the greatest acharyas, teachers. Namely, Sripada Shankaracharya has preached that Brahman is substance, whereas the cosmic world is category. The original source of all energies is the living force, and he is logically accepted as the Supreme Person. He is therefore conscious of everything past, present and future, and also of each and every corner of his manifestations, both material and spiritual. An imperfect living being does not even know that what is happening within his own personal body. He eats his food but does not know how this food is transformed into energy or how it sustains his body. When a living being is perfect, he is aware of everything that happens, and since the Supreme Person is all perfect, it is quite natural that he knows everything in all detail. Consequently, the perfect personality is addressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Vasudeva, or one who lives everywhere in full consciousness and in full possession of his complete energy. All of this is clearly explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the reader has ample opportunity to study this critically.